The Glorious Church is a reflection of God's beauty, character, and nature. The Glorious Church is God's workmanship, created for good works, light for a dark world, and salt for the earth. The Glorious Church must be pure and impactful, for it is the only institution mandated to bring life and hope to the nations. Plug in to the annual theme of the Church of Pentecost for 2020, a glorious church to possess the nations. Come, let us drink deep from the word through which we are being cleansed and washed to become a radiant church. Welcome to Pentecost Hour, God's timely word for our dying world.
Praise to the mighty one for this opportunity once again. Elders are important in building the church of God. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, elders are very much important. In the New Testament, wherever the Apostle Paul will plant a church, they will have to make sure that they leave the church in the hands of a capable elder. Now, these ones are supposed to make sure that the expectation of the congregants are not cut off. Because the object of worship is God, and they want to experience God.
If he said, "Yes, sorry, no, 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 onyame," na wapese woni nyaminya inkita hon.
So those people who are leading the church, if they don't know God and they cannot create the kind of environment that will cause God's face to be seen, then they'll be doing a big disservice to the church.
Enti wanga wodi asori ne kano se wonim onyakopon na wontu mi ammo kwan to ho a asori man ne nyame betumi di edi ehie a ene na wodi asori ne nya.
In order not to let the expectation of the people of God, the worshippers, be cut off, we said we need elders who understand the things of God.
Said ebe ya ne ma asori man no ehwe ni mu kwan no entwa nti no ye ka se ye hia asori panifo a
who can create the kind of environment where God can encounter his people. He said we are not talking about apostles. We are not talking about prophets.
Nor
the titles that we carry. But we mean elders, people who know God and have experienced the presence of God and can create that kind of atmosphere for God to encounter his people. It's evening, I want to say that we need elders like Moses. You see, our real need for the church today, it's not more pastors.
And yet, I saw for Bibri.
Not at all.
Debikra.
Not many more churches.
And yet, I'm sorry, I would do Bibri.
And church buildings. And
yet, I'm sorry, I dine Bibri.
But elders like Moses.
Nemum, I saw from 24, what is a Moses?
Who have seen the invisible one. Change men and women who want to go the extra mile to create an environment for God to encounter his people. What we need in our generation is not many more pastors. You see, because we are going to create districts, we are going to bring in pastors. But the need is not pastors.
And I'm saying,
the real need is not pastors. It's not many more CBCBs and church buildings.
They
are important for the forward march of churches. But our real need is elders, people who know the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 24.
Hebrew 4, mano, itidu ba kon.
Hebrews 11:24. Now this is how the writer of the book of Hebrews tried to summarize the faith of this great man Moses in some few chapters. So we want to read together. Hebrews 11:24. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He refused to be known. It was his own volition. He refused. It was not a failure, but a refusal to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. The next verse says he chose. That was also voluntary to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. The next verse says that he regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ, just as Christ was his grace, just as Christ was his grace, as of a greater value than the treasures of Egypt. So you need to be a certain kind of man for the scripture to write these things about you. How can you regard disgrace for the sake of Christ as of a greater value than the treasures of Egypt? Because
if we say
he was looking ahead to his reward. So scripture is now telling us why this man, who was born at a time where male children were not desired, Hebrew male boys were not designed.
Hebrew for mammary man na yehun yanika.
At the time he was born.
Bra wa wo no.
But scripture says that.
And so Chirone say
he was a fine boy.
Na oyenipa ne ho fe.
And the mother decided to hide him.
And tini mammy person odi ne besi.
And somehow.
And so kwan bi so no.
God orchestrated it such that.
Onya mi hwehwe ne said e kosi say.
This boy found himself in Pharaoh's house. He was not just there as a servant, but the son of Pharaoh's daughter. What a privilege. Which is away from slaves. Straight into Pharaoh's house. And now being prepared as heir to the throne of Pharaoh. What a privilege. Many people would have desired that. But instead of being in the palace, and allow himself to be prepared to be the Pharaoh of Egypt. The Bible says when he was grown, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Refuse. So all that privilege that goes with being Pharaoh's daughter, he refused. And he chose to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ, as of greater value for the treasures than the treasures of Egypt. And scripture supplied the reason. Because he was looking ahead to his reward. Any church that is not heavenly minded cannot produce deliverers like Moses.
Want to me enya nipa wo je krofo se Moses.
if you see a generation of church people who are not heavenly minded,
their
Christianity cannot be that deep. Because they will live for pleasure.
If you say, "Well, better not say I'm a conner,"
they want to be kings of Egypt.
Or person, "Well, yeah, Mizrim ahemfo."
They want to rule the land.
Or person, "Well, di as asenoso."
And they are not deliverers.
Now, and they are not wanya ajifo.
He was looking ahead for a reward.
Onu di ana oche kain akwa anaketu yahu.
By faith, he left Egypt.
Jijenti na oja Mizrim ho.
Not fearing the king's anger.
Now, when Sro ahine abufu.
He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. He
has
seen the invisible one. The one that is not seen. He saw him. What a great change. That changed his perspective. It changed the way he looks at things. I pray that this evening you will meet God. So when we go to church and you don't meet God, you are not changed. He is the transformer. He is the transformer. He changes us into another man. Like Moses.
To say Moses.
We need leaders who themselves know the Lord. Have experienced his presence. And can therefore lead others into that experience. Another who has not experienced the presence of God may not know even the difference to a vapid church and a church that is charged by the Spirit of God.
Oh, sometimes
when you enter into maybe a church service, and the people are jumping and praising God, and you take your spiritual thermometer.
Now,
and you dip it in there.
Now,
it doesn't rise. And
but
the elder is unaware. Because he has never experienced the presence.
If he said,
so, how will he know whether God is in it or God is out of it?
And see, ebede no behu se onyami wo mu anaso onyami enimu.
See, when Moses and Joshua were descending from the mountain,
Ebra Moses and Joshua every people no su sane
no. The 10 commandments.
What dey mransem do eba no?
Moses heard the noise.
Moses eti dede no
because of the calf that Aaron had fashioned, the people were revering and they were shouting and making noise.
And nam nentwe ba ohoni na Aaron ayenti na nipa no ebo se na wobogye so na wo yedede.
When Joshua heard the noise,
the bro Joshua eti dede no
of the people shouting,
o tin crofoni ni eti eti mu,
said to Moses,
okache Moses say,
there is a sound of war
okon bi ewo mu ho
in the camp
ewo.
Moses replied,
Moses buane say,
it is not the sound of victory.
Enye nkunimdi edede.
It is not the sound of defeat.
Enye nkugo edede.
It is the sound of singing that I hear.
Eye enyum hu dede ena mete.
He knows the difference.
Onim sosunu ye
no. He knows the difference.
Onim sosunu ye
no. God is in it.
Se onyami wo mu a.
He knows.
Onim.
May the Lord bless us with elders.
We
will know the difference. Moses said, if your presence will not go with us,
Moses says,
don't lead us on. Because nothing will distinguish us.
If we say,
nothing will separate us. We don't desire an angel to go ahead with us.
We
want you yourself. Because he knows what it means.
If
you
say, onim said yet
to church without God's presence.
Say,
he knows what it means.
Onim said yet
for a church without the kingdom of God.
You
see, we have churches.
Yeah, one sorry,
but in the church, there must be the kingdom of God. In the church, there must be the reign of God. In the church, God must be seen to be in charge. That is what we call the kingdom of God. The rule of God.
In
churches.
Asorimu.
Oh, Satan. We pray that God will bring us revival. If we have experienced COVID-19, let us experience real revival. If many have died out of COVID-19, let many be saved from a revival. That we need elders who will be able to lead us, create that atmosphere for people to encounter God. Why did
Moses
find God in a way that others do not?
I
venture to suggest that one important quality which he had was spiritual receptivity. Something in him was open to God. Something in him was open to God. He had spiritual awareness. And that he went ahead and cultivated it until he became the biggest thing in his life. He was aware. He went ahead, cultivated it, and he became the biggest thing in his life. Cultivating the presence of God. Cultivating the presence of God. The Bible says that when you hear of the Spirit, when the Spirit prompts you, don't harden your heart. But he was not the type who will hear the Spirit's promptings and will not go ahead and cultivate it.
No, no, they are not on your nipa. Obete hum ninka. Onko so enye hukuya.
I'm not talking about reading the Bible.
Enye se wuka chro no hwasem na meka.
I'm not talking about praying.
Enye se wubo mpa hwasem na meka.
But something on the inside.
Nemu bibia ewo umua.
That wants more of God.
Ah, epe onya mese obenya ni bebre.
Writing in the law.
Obenya bebre.
Something on his inside.
Bibia ewo umua.
That wanted more of God.
Ah, epe se obenya nyami bebre.
When we talk about spiritual receptivity,
age
is not a factor here. If I'm using Moses as an example, I'm not talking about old age. I'm talking about spiritual receptivity. Teenagers like Samuel, Joseph, the Daniel, all made a difference in their time.
One person, one man, so
they had strong connection with God.
Now,
and they changed their world.
Now, what's the sound? What we are say?
They changed their world.
What's the sound? What we are say?
Let's look at the habit Moses cultivated.
Mama, you hear Moses? Ni dada braboni ni sua oye.
Exodus chapter 24.
Moses, woman.
This one is a mystery. Now, when you read the Bible and you come across this, you wonder whether it really happened. But it happened. And God is desiring this experience to be repeated. In our day. If we search for him, Scripture says that he will be found by us. Moses climbs the mountain. Exodus 24. I read from verse
9.
Now Moses, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and Hor, and 70 other elders climb the mountain of God.
Ena Mose ni Aaron, Nadab ni Abihu, edi Israel mpenifo mu eduoson fro koye.
Verse 10 says that, and saw the God of Israel.
Na wohunu Israel Yankopon no.
Full stop.
Osipim.
They saw him.
Wohunu.
This is not common.
Wenye jina hokakra.
Full stop.
Osipim.
And saw the God of Israel.
Na wohunu Israel Yankopon no.
Under his feet.
Na nenase.
Was something like a pavement made of lapis lazuli. As bright blue as the sky.
Na nenase ti se adia wode huaboa emu tie aye na nahanaha ti se osro pa ara.
But God did not raise his hands against these leaders of the Israelites.
Na wantre ninsa anka Israel fo mu etitire no.
They saw God.
Na wahwe onyankopon.
Comma. And they ate and drank. Na stop.
Na wodidi na wonom ye osipim.
I don't know any other interpretation that any theologian will want to give this one.
Ye no wanga abin tronu minim chechire mu ahodo bi opese wode ma wo
sase. They saw God.
O se wo onyankopon.
Two times.
Impre bien.
Two times.
Impre bien.
Verse 10.
Enchiche mudu.
And then verse 11.
Any teacher mudu baku.
And said they ate and drank.
Na or say what did that one no me.
The Lord said to Moses.
The Rade Kachere Moses said,
come up to me.
Throw Brahmin
on the mountain.
Biponoso.
And stay here.
Betanaha.
And I will give you the tablets of stone.
Na memma wa bopuno.
With the law and the commandments I have written for your instruction.
Ne Imrani Ashadia Matre.
Then Moses set out with Joshua, his aide.
And Moses, sorry, on a buffer Joshua.
And Moses went up to the mount of God.
Now Moses threw call Yankopon upon
us. He said to the elders,
now catch him, penny for any say,
wait here.
For
us until we come back to you.
And try and cause you say, best any about Munchain.
This wait here.
Na,
until we come back to you.
Kopemse mese aba
it's a familiar language.
Eye kasa yeni.
Very, very familiar expression.
Eye kasa yeni.
But by the Messiah.
Na so yanam Messiah no so no.
The prophet like unto Moses.
Odifo it is a Moses no.
Just imagine he telling Peter, James and John, telling them wait here.
He said all catch Petro, Yohane, Numse, Montreha.
Wait here.
Montreha.
I go yonder to pray.
Me ko akobompae.
Telling the rest of them, wait there.
Na okacha onse, mude Montreha.
Come up here.
Mumreha.
Then you people to wait here.
Na mude Montreha.
A prophet.
Odifo.
After Moses.
Ah, otise Moses.
So this talk.
Entisaka say.
It's true.
Aya nukre.
Wait here.
Montreha nchen.
For us. Until we come back to you, Aaron, and Hur,
any Hur,
are with you,
any mu,
and anyone involved in a dispute can go to them.
Se obi wo asem bi dia, mumma numra wonchen.
Now, Aaron, Hur, Moses.
Afe Aaron, Moses, any Hur.
Aaron, Hur, left behind.
Aaron ni Hur. Yasan.
Together with the 70.
Any Edioson.
Now Moses is going to go still towards God.
Nafe Moses eko etwasu abenyame.
Hebrew says that repentance from dead works.
Hebrew
and faith towards God.
Hebrew formally say, Adjumfruhu Adjun Sakra, any Jidia Yenyama Nyame.
When Moses went up on the mountain,
now Moses froko beponoso.
The cloud covered it.
Na murunkum no beketa beponoso.
The glory of God settled on the mountain.
Nevade no nyam betena sina beponoso.
For 6 days,
na murunkum ni katasu nensia.
The cloud covered the mountain.
Na murunkum katasu nensia.
And on the 7th day,
na edeto sunso no.
The Lord called to Moses.
Ofri murunkum no mufre Moses.
From within the cloud.
Ofri murunkum mufre Moses.
To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of the mountain.
Now, where Erade no nyam no neti se oja every shia dia wobi poneti.
To the Israelites, that is how he looked like.
What is that for nim sana neti?
But the one who was in the cloud, Moses, it didn't look like that.
Ne mom dia no owo murunkum no Moses no na entisa.
We want elders.
Ye hiam peni for
who will be found in the cloud of the Lord.
Ah, wobe wo murunkum
and will not be afraid.
Now so won suro.
Who will know that this is not fire?
But
It is cool in His glory.
It
is God here. Then Moses entered the cloud.
Na
Moses
ewura mununkunum
as he went on up.
Na ofroko bepon so.
And he stayed on the mountain 40 days.
Na Moses di bepon so adaduanan
49.
Ewia ani anajo.
Which of you can compare yourself to this man?
And ambotumi de muhato to Moses ho.
See, I thought that this experience was enough for any man. But there was something on his inside that wanted all of God. That wanted all of God. You see, people like Moses,
Moses,
this kind of elders,
their
overarching desire are two. Not three. Not one. Two. They want to know His ways. And they want to see His glory. It is not so much about how big my church is. That people will know that I am that. For them, they want to know His ways. For the sake of His people. And they want nothing. But the glory of God. Now let's go to Exodus 33. Verse 7. They want to know His ways. Until they know it, they are not satisfied.
Meanwhile,
God's ways are insatiable. So there is an insatiable desire in their hearts, seeking for the insatiable ways. They keep going. They keep going. They keep going until they are lost in the things of God. Oh, Spirit of God. Elders like unto Moses.
In 24, what is it, Moses?
Exodus 33 from
7.
Now Moses used to take a tent.
Now Moses ta found to Madano
and picked it outside the camp.
Because since Rabano
some distance away, calling it the tent of meeting.
Now a friend who shared enter Madain.
Anyone
now obiara
inquiring of the Lord,
how we ready?
Will go to the tent of meeting.
No friend they call shared enter Madano
outside the camp.
I want Rabano
anyone
obiara.
Anyone means anyone.
Obiara chrese obiara.
It is still anyone today.
Ebesine eye obiara.
Jesus made it far easier.
Yesu mani ya mrekra.
When He rent the curtain from top to down.
Bra opai to madanu mumienu.
Stripping open the holy place.
Now we
break of holies.
Now we break kronkrom kronkrom bianu.
Because anyone.
If he said obiara.
That he wants to inquire of the Lord.
Ahwehwe onyankopon.
Is free to do so.
Oh, who can say obeya sa.
Verse 8 says this.
Ntichemu wotwe ne say.
And whenever Moses went out to the tent.
Now suppose free caught into Madano Hua.
All the people rose and stood at the entrance.
Sorry, Kojinajina wanta Madano.
Stood at the entrance.
Wojilanta Madano.
They rose and stood at the entrance.
Was sorry, Jinajinanta Madano.
Now that is the difference.
And he didn't say so soon.
He enters the tent. And then the rest of the people. They stood at the entrance of their tent.
Wojina wanta Madano.
Watching Moses.
Now, what Moses?
Until he entered the tent.
Because he said,
"I'm not going." Unknocker.
There he goes. There he goes. He's going.
And then they will not venture. As Moses went into the tent, the pillar of cloud would come down and stay at the entrance. While the Lord spoke to Moses. Whenever the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, they all stood and worshipped each at the entrance of their tent. The Lord will speak to Moses face to face. Face to face. As one speaks to a friend.
Then
Moses will return to the camp. The Bible says that then Moses will return to the but his young age. Joshua
Joshua,
son of Nun,
Nunba,
did not leave the tent.
Ah, oya branch here no dey omfrin tamadan.
No wonder God said, when you are about to die, take this boy. At least he has experienced the presence of God. And he qualifies to lead the Israelites. To let them know the things of God. See, I've said that there are two things that overarch the desire of these people. They want to know God's ways. They want to see His glory. Exodus 33, verse 12. Moses said to the Lord, you have been telling me, lead these people. But you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name and you have found favor with me. Now look at verse 13. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember this nation is your people. Now, what is he trying to say? Why this desire? If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is yours. Why is this nation yours necessary? The one thing to know his ways is not to make him big, but for the sake of the house of God. Let me know your ways so that I can explain you to your people. That your people will know your ways. That we will be able to travel with you in peace. That we will be able to do your bidding. That we will not cause what happened to be repeated. Let me know your ways for the sake of your people. The Lord replied, my presence will go with you. I will give you rest. Then Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here, because we will not go. I heard you say, an angel will go with us. But if you have found favor with you, you don't desire an angel. You want to go with you yourself. And teach us your ways so that we will not keep making the mistakes. So that we will be able to walk in arm in arm with you. Teach us your ways. We don't desire an angel. We don't desire an angel. Now Psalm 103 verse 7. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. Now, what is the interpretation of this? Consider how he enters the tent. And the people stand afar off. So the Bible says that inside the tent, on the mountain, in the clouds, with God, God shows him his ways. Yet Israel, who is standing afar, they saw God's deeds. But the whys and the hows
now, so at the crime bears,
is with the one that is close.
And they are
these are elders who knows the whys and the hows. When we are not close,
now also
you only see his deeds from above, from afar. But his ways
now, so that kind there.
And for those who are close, he made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of
Israel.
Show me your glory. Exodus 33 verse 18.
Then Moses said,
Now
show me your glory. Show me what represents you. Not just your ways. Now I want what represents you. And the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you. I will proclaim my name. The Lord in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Listen, but he said, you cannot see my face. For no one may see me and live. You see, in chapter 24, the Bible said they saw the God of Israel. Yet the Bible described his feet. It suggests that now that Moses says, show me your glory. And God is saying, I can't show you my face. It means that he still didn't show them his face in Exodus 24. And he will not show the face in Exodus
33.
So show me your glory. Simply means, let me see your face. Let me see your person. Let me see your person. You see, now this man has got you so close. So close. That, see, I want to see face to face. I've been hearing the voice. When you speak, it's as if you are standing in front of me. I've experienced all this. But something covers your face. Let me see it. You can't see that.
No, see,
there are two people who are called friends of God.
Moses.
Abraham. Both of them, you see them negotiating with God. Negotiating with God. Will you destroy 50 people? Will you destroy 40? Oh God. Don't do that. When you kill them, the Egyptians will say, and God will relent. Oh, Kayemo Satan. I pray that we'll be able to establish that relationship with God. That we will not just be children of God, but friends of the Most High. That in emergencies, God will still pass by our homes and whisper to us, because he shows his ways to people like that. To people like that. Can we get closer? Can we get closer? Can we be the kind of elders that God can use? Then the Lord said, there is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I pass by.
And because he said messing.
Then
Nansa.
I will remove my hand.
Na may you mean, sir.
And you see my back.
Na wo hume chifem.
But my face.
Na menim die.
Must not be seen.
Uri hun.
You see, Moses saw the back of God.
Moses, ohun wo yami echi.
Yes, the back.
Nechi o.
And then when he descended the mountain.
Nechi. No, usane ya no.
He was changed.
Wasakra.
He is now a man amongst men.
Oye oberima ewo merimem.
A man amongst men.
Oberima ewo merimem.
He descended.
Usane.
And Aaron was running away.
Na Aaron ejane.
Paul was running away.
Paul ejane.
All Israel elders were running away.
Israel 24 is how
they accompanied him to the mountain.
Wale ne ko bepone so.
Simple Moses.
Moses ya.
He descends.
Wesane.
They are running away.
Why?
We can't see your face. This one is not peculiar to Moses. It is for anyone that is close. If you like, ask those who killed Stephen.
They will tell you
about how godly people's face can shine.
See,
to the extent that he had to veil his face. A man amongst men. So when you saw him, you
will
see that man
with
a veiled face amongst men. I want to challenge you that you be a man amongst men, that the glory of God has set apart. Set apart amongst men. See, these are the kind of people that God will look at them and say, come and die. Come and die. Come and die. Somehow you are not going to land in
Canaan.
But at least I want you to see what Canaan looks like. Come and die. People like that, they don't argue. Why do you want to kill me? Why do you want to kill me? Then the Bible says that he lifts his hands and he blesses
Israel.
The first tribe, Reuben, he says, don't let Reuben die. Let him live. For me, I'm ready to die. It's not like a presiding elder who is resisting change. There's no room for flesh. Come and die. And he's ready to die. God's friends, you are not afraid of death. Because death takes us straight to the presence of God. Come and die. And see, the good and the wonderful thing is that the Bible said God buried him himself. Until today, nobody knows where his grave is. God buried him himself. What a friend. What a friend. God has had people serve him before. So if today you have joined the church, remember that we are going to stand in judgment together with the Moseses and the Abrahams. Do your best. And be a friend of God. It is not enough being an apostle. It is not enough being a bishop. No. What we need. We need elders. Who are friends of God. Who know God. And can create that kind of atmosphere for God to encounter us. Friends of God, whom the Lord can save.